Something that always opens my eyes is when I go to a hospital for an anointing, and particularly when I go to Frederick in Milwaukee. And I oftentimes, as the same kind of routine happens, I drive into the parking structure, and my first initial hope is that I can find a spot that's close to the entrance, as nearby. And such an occurrence is rare, though, and so slowly I make my way up the structure until I begin to reach the top. At that point, my hope changes to finding the spot that's not out in the open on the roof, but under the roof of the structure itself. This hope, though, as I continue to climb up, pales in comparison to the growing sadness that weighs heavier on my heart as I ascend those concrete ramps. And it's the realization of how many people are suffering. Every time I go to the hospital, the parking lot's full, every time. And I realize that every car I pass represents a person or family member who is suffering from an illness or an injury. And every time I go, I just think, gosh, there's so many people. This continues, and I realize this long after I leave, that every day, not just this day, but every day this parking lot is full. Think about how hidden all of this suffering is that we don't see. And that I go back to my normal life after my anointing, but many people don't, that they stay there. I'm reminded of this experience from our readings on those with leprosy. As we hear the final command of Moses in our first reading, is that those with leprosy shall dwell apart, making their abode outside of the camp. We see that early in our human history, we have always sought to separate ourselves from the sick and injured, or perhaps maybe better stated, separate them from us. Now, obviously, there is some good reason for this. It protects us from illness spreading and provides, at least in the hospital, an environment for proper care to be given. And yet, as good as these things are, my visits to the hospital often feel as if I am going to a deserted place of outcasts. And in conversation with those who are there, the sick and the injured, they can often feel the same. Which is why today, the Universal Church offers as the World Day of the Sick. And we hear in our gospel a radical example of our Lord that we are challenged to imitate. And this challenge occurs in the very opening words of the gospel. A leper came to Jesus. Now, we just heard in the first reading that lepers were forced to dwell outside the camps and cities of the people. So no one would allow him near that camp or city. And these were small communities, so people would have known them by sight who had leprosy and who did not. They would have driven them away. So this means that in order for the leper to have been able to even approach Jesus, Jesus must have been outside of the camp and city. This means that Jesus had to have been in the very place where lepers were. For if Jesus was in or even near the encampment or city, the leper would have had no hope of approaching him. This is confirmed later in the gospel when we hear that Jesus remained outside in deserted places. First of all, this is a dangerous place to reside. It is a place where robbers and, as we hear, the sick live. But now, what Jesus does is incredible, because now this deserted place is also the place where God lives. And the radicalness doesn't stop there, because the very last words of the Gospels are, "And people kept coming to him from everywhere." It's amazing what we hear just occurred. Man had created a place of outcasts. He had created this place of desertion, a deserted place that people avoided even stepping near to. And now, people are willingly flocking to it because God is there. God made a complete reversal of the order of things, that the deserted place is now crowded with people. The sick are no longer alone and outcast. It is now the camps, the cities, that are now empty. It's incredible to think about. And so much can be gleaned from this radical example, both for our culture and also for ourselves. Perhaps the most profound is that Jesus is found in the land of outcasts. That's where he chooses to remain. And we see this time and again in the Gospels, that Jesus goes to the outcast both in society but also individually. And from my own experience, many of my most powerful spiritual experiences have come in the hospital. It's proof that Jesus lives there as surely as he lives in this church. Now, collectively and maybe culturally, we are challenged with following Christ's example and leaving our camps and cities and going out to the outcasts, to not hide in the camps that we have created, but to go out. And particularly today, the church invites us to consider going out and visiting and caring for the sick and those who are injured. I want to take this moment just briefly to, in a special way, thank our deacons, Deacon Jeff and Deacon Greg, and all of our lay ministers who already do this in official capacity, who go out on every once a week to various homebound and the sick and bring them communion. There's so many times I'm invited to go to an anointing, or the deacon will ask me, this person has asked for confession or anointing, and I go. And time and again, I just hear how grateful they are for your presence and for going out to them, because they feel as if they are an outcast. And so we are invited to be like Christ and go out to them. And so I invite anyone of you who may feel after today, maybe a special call to officially participate in that beautiful ministry, to contact Mary Listina. Maybe perhaps be like Jesus and go out to the outcast in that capacity. But even if not in an official capacity, all of us have someone we know who is an outcast. That could be a family member, that kind of black sheep of the family. Could be a friend or a community member. And I challenge us, myself included, to imitate Jesus and go to them in their deserted place. This could be as simple as a phone call, a letter, and a simple reaching out. But for all of us to have a leaving of our camp to that deserted place. And when we do, we will be surprised to find not only the person we reached out to, but Christ himself in that place as well. Now, individually, we are also challenged, but in a different way, to approach Jesus with our own leprosy, our uncleanness. There are many things in our heart that we cast out from our outward appearance, and that we make interior camps that we hide in, while casting out the sickness and darkness within us that we want to avoid. And so, like the leper, let us approach Jesus today. He doesn't care about the outward camps we have constructed. In fact, he avoids them. He cares about the wounds that we have cast out, the sickness that we carry, and he wants to heal them for us. Not only this, as we hear in the gospel, Jesus wills us to be healed. We only need to approach him. So maybe this is going to confession, to approach Jesus in the deserted place of his mercy, which so many seek, but so few receive. It can also be in our everyday prayer. As we heard last week, Jesus went to pray in a deserted place. And every time we feel that urge to run to a camp and desert ourselves from our woundedness, or even those times that we feel pushed out by others and cast out, we can go to prayer and be reminded that we are not alone, for God dwells in those deserted places. So we must be able to find Jesus in the outcast regions of our heart, for it is the very dwelling place of God. It's the beauty of the gospel that we can identify with Jesus and the leper both at the same time, that we can participate in both roles. It's just a matter of which one have we been ignoring.